A good business person, whether experienced or just starting out, should divide their assets into three parts before starting any new business. They should set aside one third for their family as a financial reserve. One third should be invested in family real estate and investment properties and assets. And the remaining third is what they're willing to invest in a business. Of course, it is necessary to strictly separate personal assets from one's business. If the business doesn't prosper, the entrepreneur will still have personal assets and financial reserves.
Even I know that. That seems to be pretty fundamental. Do you know people who don't follow this rule?
You'd be surprised at how many people don't. I've seen it many times, and will give you a typical example. Take a client who started his business many years ago, working out of his garage with a trade license. In the beginning, he was very successful, and therefore didn't notice that he already had 60 employees and high operating loans. He only snaps back to reality when all his assets and those of his wife are seized. In the meantime, it's been a full 15 years since he started his business. Plenty of time to assess and resolve potential business risk.
That sounds horrible. I wouldn't want anything like that to happen to me. How can such a risk be handled?
Very easily. All you have to do is separate your personal assets from your business. Conduct your business through a limited liability company and make sure that as an individual, you don't take on any excessive liabilities as guarantor for the company. That way, your personal assets and financial reserves will remain untouchable.
That really is easy, but I still get shivers down my spine when I think of an executor seizing family assets passed down from my grandmother. Let's move on to rule number 5.
Choose the right form of business.
What do you mean by the right form of business?
Well, to simplify things, let's only consider the basic forms of business, which are trade licenses, general partnerships, limited liability companies, and joint stock companies. Of course, there are also European companies, cooperatives, and limited partnerships, but given our short amount of time, we won't be considering these. The first two, trade licenses and general partnerships, do not protect your personal property.